What time are we really living in, according to God, not the headlines? Scripture calls the fullness of the Gentiles a unique window of grace and mercy before this age closes. In a world shaking from Israel to Iran, Gaza to Damascus, this moment is God's open door for repentance and hope in Jesus Christ alone. Stay with this message and discover why this chapter of history matters for your eternity. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. We are in a series called Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty. If you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you are in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us accomplish our goal to change our hearts so that we can change the public square. We are in Romans chapter 11, and we are going to answer this question today. What age or time are we living in? And we're going to look at verses 23 through 29. But before I do that, I want to repeat some ideas across the entire totality of Scripture, the whole counsel of God's Word. And let me just read this list to you and have you think about this. In Luke chapter 21, verse 24, it says, the time of the Gentiles. Here in Romans 11, 25, the fullness of the Gentiles. In the last days, that's in Genesis 49, 1, Numbers 24, 14, Deuteronomy 4, 30, Deuteronomy 31, 29, Isaiah 2, 2, Micah 4, 1, Hosea 3, 5, Daniel 2, 28, Daniel 10, 14, Acts 2, 17, 2 Timothy 3, 1, Hebrews 1, 2, James 5, 3, 2 Peter 3, 3. In the latter days, are you noticing these time periods? In the latter days, Deuteronomy 4:30, Deuteronomy 31:29, Hosea 3:5, Jeremiah 23:20, Jeremiah 30:24, Jeremiah 48:47, Jeremiah 49:39, Ezekiel 38:16, Daniel 10:14. In the latter years, so we've seen the time of the Gentiles, the last days, the latter years, Ezekiel 38:8. In the latter times, 1 Timothy 4, 1. In the last days, Acts 2, 17, 2 Timothy 3, 1, Hebrews 1, 2, James 5, 3, 2 Peter 3, 3, Jude 18. These last days, in the last times, I mean, I'm reading in the last days, John 6, 39 through 40, John 6, 44, John 6, 54, John 11, 24, John 12, 48. In at the end of the age, Matthew 13, 39, Matthew 13, 40, Matthew 13, 49, Matthew 24, 3, Matthew 28, 20. In this age, Matthew, Luke, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, there's a whole bunch. In the age to come, Matthew 12, 32, Mark 10, 30, Luke 18, 30, Ephesians 1, 20. In this present age, Titus 2, 12, at the end of the ages, 1 Corinthians 10, 11, Hebrews 9, 26, in the time of ignorance, Acts 17, 30, in the times of refreshing, Acts 3, 19, in the times of restoration of all things, Acts 3, 21, times and seasons, Acts 1, 7, 1 Thessalonians 5, 1, in the last hour, 1 John 2, 18, the day of the Lord, and there's a whole bunch of these. I mean, I don't know if I can read all those. It's just over and over. Zephaniah, Malachi, 1 Thessalonians, Amos, Joel, Isaiah. There's just a ton of those. The great day of the Lord, Isaiah, Zephaniah, Revelation. So I read all those to show you that times and seasons are something that God constantly talks about. In Jewish tradition, they had the time of man about 6,000 years in the Talmud. And, you know, 2,000 years, 2,000 years, 2,000 years, and then 1,000. So we see that, that's actually 7,000, but we see that these ages and these times and these things are God's foreknowledge of what he's headed to and what he's going to do. So let's talk about this age, and we're going to read Romans chapter 11. And it says this in starting the 22nd verse. Behold, the kindness and severity of God to those who fail severity, but to you, God's kindness. If you continue in his kindness, otherwise you also will be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if you are cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? Now here's where we're focusing. For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of the mysteries, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation. Say amen to that. That a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness or the time of the Gentiles has come in. So we are in the time of the fullness of the Gentiles. And think about that. This moment of this time, that this season that we are living in, the bulk of what God is trying to do is attract and save and set apart the Gentiles who are grafted into the cultivated olive tree. That's the season that we're living in. Yet there's coming a season after this that we're going to see, that this time of the Gentiles comes to an end. And another example of this is in Luke chapter 21, verse 24. And it, I'll start in verse 23. Woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress upon their land and wrath to this people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and will be led captive into all the nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. So we're living in that time, that age of the Gentiles. And it's until it's fulfilled. So what period is happening here? Because we're seeing a lot of things happen in Iran. We're seeing things happen in Israel. We saw things happen on the Gaza Strip. We saw things, we're going to see stuff happening in the West Bank and Damascus. We're going to see things happening all around this world as the time of the Gentiles comes to a place of fulfillment. And the age that we're living in is the age of grace and mercy of God. And it's the day that you can take the time to repent. Now, whether you're Jew or Gentile, there's only one way to the Father. That's through Jesus Christ, Yeshua. He is the Lord. He died on the cross for your sins, and he rose again that you may have eternal life. And I'm telling you, Gentile, I'm telling you, if you're Jewish, I'm telling you, put your hope in Jesus Christ. Yes, God has a nation. Yes, God has a bride. And yes, God is sovereign. That's what Romans chapter 11 is all about. It's showing you that God has not cast away his nation, even though he has a bride. Look at this. 11:11. I say then, they being Israel, did not stumble so as to fall, did they? May it never be. But by their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make them jealous. Or if I read 11:1, I say then, God has not rejected his people, Israel, has he? May it never be. I too am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Or do you not know that the scriptures in the passage to Elijah says he has a remnant? And so you can go through that and read that. We've studied that. So my encouragement to you today, if you're a Gentile, place your hope in Jesus Christ. As you go into that public square today, as you walk into the different areas that you may find yourself, whether it's work or it's your day of rest or whatever it might be, place your hope in Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that as this time, the time of the Gentiles comes to an end, we thank you that you are drawing people to the cross, that you wish that none should perish, but all to come to repentance. So we confess Jesus Christ as Lord, and we believe in our heart that, God, you raised him from the dead. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. God, we dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. Christ is our solid rock, a Jewish Messiah who died for us and rose again. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.